At emergency red lights dash call the official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers dash the social contract dash the social trust dash what to do dash breaking society to collapse dash copy dot gif emergency red lights dash call the official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers dash the social contract dash the social trust dash what to do dash breaking society to collapse dash copy dot gif emergency red lights dash call the official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers dash the social contract dash the social trust dash what to do dash breaking society to collapse dash copy dot gif emergency red lights dash call the official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers dash the social contract dash the social trust dash what to do dash breaking society to collapse dash copy dot gif emoji dash mental health dash patient a doctor dash messages dash copy dot png abb 9 c237 dash b4 c7 dash 440 dash a05 f dash de 5 f 9 c080 c18 dot size dash 1000 x 1000 dash copied png r2003h underscore fry underscore triangle dot emergency red lights dash call the official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers dash the social contract dash the social trust dash what to do dash breaking society to collapse dash copy dot gif emergency red lights dash call the official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers dash the social contract dash the social trust dash what to do dash breaking society to collapse dash copy dot gif about phone forevermore cruel dash targeted in the vitriol of gang stalking for 15 years police png 20463469 underscore 9227279152460789 underscore 468857137326227981 underscore and dot emergency red lights dash call the official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers dash the social contract dash the social trust dash what to do dash breaking society to collapse dash copy dot gif web link document url http://reality.life/medical/mental/health/law-matters/standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-inc/doctor-richard-kankas/ogs/emergency-red-lights- Filthy official trust certain law enforcement authority of PC officers dash the social contract year 2022 now needs imperative rebalancing dash the social trust dash wadido dash breaking society dot collapse dash copy dot gif CQ 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 SOS dash SOS CQ CQ is there anybody out there? This sort of thing is a 911 emergency, even though law enforcement does not recognize such emergence of loss of priority to its dastardly deed at endgame point of ruin, reckoning, and death in its aftermath.
Already on this planet, this happened last year June/July 2021. South Africa's riots are a warning to the world. By Ace Hunter, columnist. July 19, 2021 at 12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Every country presents its own studies in contrast, but South Africa offers some of the starkest. The celebrated Rainbow Nation, defined by its generational struggle for racial equality, is the global poster child of economic inequality, where deep poverty sits in the shadow of astronomical wealth. The post-apartheid republic is built on what's arguably the world's most liberal and modern constitution, but is also hobbled by age-old problems of corruption, state failure, tribalism, and cronyism. The recent riots in the country's two most populous provinces reflect, in many aspects, a uniquely South African tragedy. But lurking within the scenes of looting and violence, which saw at least 212 people killed amid the worst unrest since the end of apartheid in 1994, is a broader global parable. What happened in South Africa is what happens when the gross inequality that shapes a whole society boils over. And it's also what happens when a major political faction and influential leader prioritize their own interests over the integrity of their country's democracy. The immediate trigger for the unrest at the beginning of last week was the jailing of Jacob Zuma, the former South African president now implicated in a sprawling inquiry into allegations of bribery and corruption under his tenure. Zuma was held in contempt of court and sentenced to 15 months in prison for his repeated refusal to participate in the trial's proceedings. Government officials labeled what followed as an insurrection, with protests led by Zuma's supporters spiraling into full-blown riots in townships in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal provinces, home to the major urban centers of Johannesburg and Durban, respectively. Major highways were blocked, trucks burned, shops and even schools and medical offices ransacked. The army was deployed, but the upheaval still wreaked more than $1 billion in damage and led to scores being killed amid stampedes and clashes with police and vigilantes.
We here in the United States are speeding for such the same course. Why are we not doing something to avoid it?
We here in the United States are speeding for such the same course. Why are we not doing something to avoid it?
We here in the United States are speeding for such the same course. Why are we not doing something to avoid it?
Contact us dash LabCorp patient portal. Asterisk indicates the required field. Name, James Martin Driscoll. City, San Bernardino. State, California. Zip code, 92405. Phone, 909-882-8759. Email, jmdriskill@group.net. Date of service, 03/23/2022. Date of birth, 09/01/1965. Reason for contact, lab test results. Please provide a detailed question or comment. Dash, message, dash.
For your information, this is only the second time that I have had an active portal account and used it after getting my blood drawn. The first time, it seemed to be instant results more or less the next day or so. I went into the San Bernardino, California LabCorp without an appointment. That was on March 23, 2022. I confirmed this date because I took a lift from my home. Anyway, the doctor told me once I got my blood drawn, call for an appointment. So I did that. The appointment is set for tomorrow, March 30th, at 2:30 p.m. I logged on this morning of the day before, and there does not seem to be a record of my test or that I have anything pending or showing as test results. That makes this perhaps an oopsie-daisy moment. This will be only the second time I have met in a medical session with this doctor. I have an extreme issue that I am attempting to find a resolution and remedy for that has been very problematic since March of 2019. My planned group's admin is Prospect Medical Group / Upland Medical Group, with a Humana healthcare plan. I am an open book when it comes to documenting these matters of an extreme disservice by healthcare providers. Really serious. Yesterday, March 28th, I talked with Sharon at Prospect Medical Group. 855-696-6596. She commented about my name caller ID change on my phone. Name shared is Martin Hauser. She had called here to schedule my annual in-home preventative health screen test.
My needs are very, very, very dire in view of how seriously what has happened to me so far has never been addressed or reconciled to a resolution. I am here demanding from everyone.
From the correction of agency from every single interface in this, can you please forward this contact correspondence so I can have a very specific assigned case manager that can be taken into view - seriously. - posted across social media and YouTube is this # tagging.
# HIV untreatable.
I have not had the trustworthy access to HIV care since March of 2019 when my then doctor at Borrego Health terminated my care for no justifiable reason. Not a single healthcare provider is willing to have this open to a discussion, and I am literally and actually dying of HIV when I should not be. Human no longer breathing death dying, with what I know is possible to the interfering elements of my life. That goes all of the way back to 2005, the opening of violations to my privacy, and perhaps blacklisting my care throughout my city regional area is perhaps an issue. The doctor when I returned back to my hometown in July of 2017, has a name, Dr. Christopher Eric Berger, employer, San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health. Until this is straightened out, I am using the AtDiscs tool which is featured as a commenting tool attached to the provider's NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a health insurance portability and accountability at HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. Or, I die. Seriously, human no longer breathing dead die. Record. That site is weblink document URL, http://npi, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a health insurance portability and accountability at HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. Or, I die. Seriously, human no longer breathing dead die. No.com.
I am dead serious.
I told Sharon at Prospect Medical Group of her following forward her agenda on my care will not occur prior to this committed intervention and change of course, - to address these in some kind of proper understandings here. New courses of address, # a real human person named case manager with his or her real license number, school education sources, and NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a health insurance portability and accountability at HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counterfixed to ability. No one of integrity will come for a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. Or, I die. Seriously, human no longer breathing dead die. Number. #, my full detailed medical records will be audited -transaction by transaction since I arrived back in my hometown in July of 2017. I am not setting a new direction and burying what has happened in my case under the rug. When I called, Sharon commented on my caller ID name. I told Sharon, yes, I have to even considered a true legal name change if I cannot get this straightened up which number.
My medical records are completely twisted and screwed up.
Everywhere I have turned to so far going on 5 years now, I get absolutely zero responses for my efforts to reconcile and reality audit this into rebalance. Dash. Perform a Google quoted search by now.
I demand an undeclinable deliverance of the truth.
This goes out to my medical providers. Every single person must remain professional, and what that means in this view. A @ reality audit must commence and mad imperative to make in-course correction to obtain reliable and adequate care to save my life. The main patient side of the journal must be mad inclusive on the part of my healthcare providers. I demand this, now.
Web link document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/.
Noteworthy.
Web link document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/disability-rights-ca.org/. Web link document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/disability-rights-ca.org/email/.
This page has a spoken voice text narrative interface.
Web link document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/disability-rights-ca.org/email/mail-disability-inclusion-c.d.c. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Document, is it real _ I claim you all are frauds. The Chromobon. Prove me wrong.html.
Yes, this is the United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs.
Web link document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs. The SARS top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You're a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. / Web link document URL, http://reality.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the SAR's top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an act of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police. Instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Document your proofs. Secure such documents. If in danger, carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You're a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /email/
For law enforcement considerations.
Web link document URL. http://reality.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the SAR's top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an act of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police. Instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Document your proofs. Secure such documents. If in danger, carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You're a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /email/gmail-laws-of-treason. Insurrection, Waters of National Security, to the United States Department of Justice _ Office of Justice Programs .html. -
These are very, very serious matters and I expect only complete professionalism on your part and I am expecting this to the level standard of excellence. Thank you kindly, ladies and sirs, for your undeclinable involvement here. James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grand Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405, 34 degrees 09 single quote 03.5 north, 117 degrees 18 single quote 40.3 west. Google Maps identified us at grewup.net, PRC building website headquarters, school. -
The new submission added the contact us - LabCorp patient portal. - Google reviews, Ultimate Medical Practice Inc. 3606 East Highland Avenue, Suite 108, Highland, California. Write a review. 2.5 stars of 5.20 reviews.
Martha Tellez. One review. A year ago. 1 star of 5. I have never in my life met such a rude doctor. He is very stern and lacks conversation. Doesn't know how to make his patients feel welcomed. I have been taking my kid there for over a year, and I have never seen him smile. He is very rude, made me feel insignificant and belittled. He is not in the right field. Profess to be a Christian. As a Christian, I pray that he has a change of heart and learns how to treat his patients like humans and not robots. Very poor customer service and wouldn't recommend it to anyone. I would rather go to the ghetto. Sorry to leave such a review, but I write this in complete honesty.
Tanisha Adams. 4 reviews. 2 years ago. 1 star of 5. I was a patient at this office for about 3 years. The attitude and lack of helpfulness of the office staff is appalling. I moved to Virginia and have been trying to get a copy of my medical records for over a year. My new doctor tried as well. Clearly people are only paid to sit at the desk, answer the phone and lie because that is all they have done. How do you work in healthcare, which I do as well, and have such a disregard for patients in need of treatment? I wouldn't recommend this place to anyone and hope they change their ways or close their doors as soon as possible.
Joanna Morales. Joanna Morales. 2 reviews. 4 years ago. 2 stars of 5. My daughter was seen there for her first 2 years of age and the staff seemed inexperienced in putting shots. Long wait times, getting a room and once in the room to be seen, even though I arrived earlier than appointment time. Quick FaceTime with doctors dash little to no interaction with my child.
Maria Barajas. Maria Barajas. 2 reviews. 6 years ago. 1 star of 5. I would not recommend this place. The doctors are condescending and don't take the time to explain concerns you have. I've taken my son here a few times and the experience has been the same. Dr. Richard N. Kaga as well as the other Pennsylvania are often defensive, which hinders the ability for patients to ask questions. From my experience, they feel defensive and answer in a condescending manner rather than trying to explain and address a concern. Doctors should work with patients by making them feel welcome and cared for. This forms a dynamic between the caregiver and the patient that fosters better communication. It is disappointing when patients are undermined or questions are regarded as stupid or as a direct attack to the doctor's ability.
Janelle Lee. Janelle Lee. 4 reviews middle.1 photo. 2 years ago. 5 stars of 5. My family and I have been seeing Drive K and his wife for years. They are very patient and understanding. The staff is helpful. The wait times are too bad. I would recommend this team.
Bianca Gonzalez. Bianca Gonzalez. 2 reviews. 6 years ago. 4 stars of 5. I have been coming to Drive Kaga for about 4 years now, and I have had the best experience ever. My father hates coming to doctors, but ever since I have been coming to Ultimate Medical Practice, my father does not complain about seeing Dr. Kaga. The girls at the clinic are very helpful. Once in a while you will hear them say no cell phones, but it's understable because that is their office policy. Other than that, I would recommend this clinic for a family.
Ruby Jimenez. Ruby Jimenez. 3 reviews. 6 months ago. 1 star of 5. Horrible service and nurses never there. They keep canceling my daughter's appointment.
Alejandra Luna. Alejandra Luna. 1 review. 4 years ago. 1 star of 5. Long wait. I was waiting 3 hours the first day. Nobody ever came to the room. They gave me an appointment the next day. It was the same 2 hours waiting for nobody to check me. That is the most irresponsible thing someone can do, even if it is a doctor. The receptionist was lying to cover the doctor. It's a shame this place. I just want to get the insurance payment.
Alex Uribe. Alex Uribe. 1 review. 4 years ago. 1 star of 5. I went in for a serious concern to my health and to get a referral for a specialist. I continued to press him about the referral, but the doctor kept insisting that nothing was wrong with me. Only for me to find out from my new primary care physician that there was something wrong with my health. I would not recommend it.
Anthony Lucy. Anthony Lucy. 1 review. 1 year ago. 5 stars of 5. Dr. Kaga is a very kind man and is excellent with kids. He always makes our children feel safe and makes them laugh. Dr. Kaga is highly recommended.
La Bilavonda. La Bilavonda. 3 reviews. 6 years ago. 1 star of 5. They filled out 2 different forms for my disability paperwork. It took them forever to fill out their portion, only for Ed to contact me stating basic missing information that has stopped my patent process for almost a month now. The front desk staff isn't organized, professional, or very knowledgeable. It sucks here.
Lauren Reardon. Lauren Reardon. 4 reviews middle.18 photos. 8 years ago. 3 stars of 5. It's all right here. Staff is nice but pretty slow. Didn't remember basic things like papers they were supposed to give me. 2 different times I was told one thing by the doctors and actually found out something different. So I can't say they are very knowledgeable here. Wait time is usually fast and it's a clean place. That's about it.
Ricky Rodriguez. Ricky Rodriguez. 2 reviews. 4 years ago. 4 stars of 5. My husband and I have been seeing Dr. Kaga for several years now. We find him very knowledgeable and caring. We are very comfortable with him and the staff.
Margie J.S.R. Margie J.S.R. Local guide middle.74 reviews middle.35 photos. 3 years ago. 2 stars of 5. Staff, takes forever to re-send fax or re-mails back. Too many medical assistant and seems like nothing gets done on time. They are respectful and seemed concerned during your visit, but they need to be more organized and check fax machine daily, answer phone and returned calls. About Dr. Richard, he may not be a man with a smile or a person that likes to say greeting, but he knows just the right medication to give. That is a 1 star. Note about authorizations, referrals clinic is the worst. You will have to be on the phone every day till you get what you need. Needs lots of improvement and above all empathy towards patients. Number 2 stars for the clean waiting area and restrooms.
Carson Polk. Carson Polk. Local guide middle.45 reviews middle.2 photos. 6 years ago. 5 stars of 5. They take time with you, and they have a strong emphasis on diet and exercise, which is practical healthcare. I like doctors that try to fix the problem, instead of masking it by only treating symptoms.
Dylan Andrews. Dylan Andrews. 1 review. 7 years ago. 1 star of 5. If there were no stars and you can put it, I would this place acts rather like urgent care than a doctor's office. I had an appointment at 3 p.m. and I still have not been seen, and it's 4:40 p.m. and when they ask for results they say they are going to send them, but they don't. Then when you ask for them they only send a couple. I had to go through my insurance company to get the results I needed just to get my sleep machine.
Alicia Marie. Alicia Marie. 1 review. 4 years ago. 5 stars of 5. I love both of the doctors. They're heavy heart.
Brian Vanderwerk. Brian Vanderwerk. Local guide middle.15 reviews. 2 years ago. 5 stars of 5.
Michelle Bustamante. Michelle Bustamante. 2 months ago. 1 star of 5. Melissa Bartolucci. Melissa Bartolucci. 1 review. 6 years ago. 1 star of 5.
End of Google reviews. More here. I speak from the child's view / of Mother Fire Dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you are young. Help the weak when you are strong. Confess your faults when you are wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. Of her son, Dash, your new patient doctor. Dash.
My name is James Martin Driscoll, and I have a very concerning story to inform everyone who is involved in my face-to-dash face life, no matter who, what, where, or why they are present. Each one of these face-to-dash face encounters is within the circle of influence and must be influenced and given the truth to persuade a drastic immediate course correction. The train we are riding needs to be derailed. The boat we are all on needs to be rocked and sunk. Something sinister is working in all of this. Something rotten to the core. Something said here goes unsaid among the elite. But nonetheless, the elite know exactly what is said is the underlying truth that they struggle to be able to convert to a conversation of a serious tone in all of this madness. My accounts of experience documented what may be thought of as invisible. Working behind is not all that invisible. What is working in Versity Common Wisdom is proof that I have indeed documented in my live journal web space since 2005. This matter is self-evident. The matter is a conspiracy. This matter is provable more than just a preponderance of the evidence. The self-evident record is indeed beyond a reasonable doubt. There is no excuse to not hold an honest doctor/patient relationship here. There are no justifications for what has happened to me.
Intolerable. Unacceptable. I give no consent to proceed as though there is no underlying issue that is so taboo. So unreasonable for you to lose yourself to have to lie to me in all hell's bells conduct unbecoming professional to keep and carry on this lie. Fuck you all haters.
Fuck you all haters.
Fuck you all haters.
Fuck you all haters.
Intolerable. Unacceptable. Fuck you and everyone that you hang around within the same mind frames. Fuck you all haters. Get the fuck out of this country. With such hate, you do not belong here in your intention of civil collapse and country destruction.
I will die first before I allow you to have any kind of superiority in this view. That I must submit to carry on in a deception to save my life from this, to remain subordinate to your cause of a great darkness if you are not aware of such shadow casting. To save my life from this trajectory. Fuck you all haters.
This is an unconditional demand of an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. New directions now. New commitments must be pledged to me as patient, in writing.
As the only acceptable standard here is the standard of excellence. What? It is insanity and madness to continue unchallenged and unchanged otherwise. You keep this in a secret silence. I walk away to my death if need be. A mad world by Pentatonix.